This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chris Graham with the Augusta Free Press from Stanton, beautiful Stanton, joins us on the phone live over the mountain. How are you, Chris?
Great, Coy. How are you?
I'm doing very good. I had a terrific weekend and happy to be back at work today. You know, not every Monday is like that.
Not every Monday is like that, not at all. But today was the same for me, actually, too.
Yeah, you got to enjoy it while it lasts, because not every Monday is fun. So if you do have a fun Monday, it's time to celebrate.
That's right. Especially a cold day like this. If we can make a good day of a cold day, winter day like this, then we can make a good day of anything.
Absolutely. And did you hear that wind last night? Was it windy over in Stanton, too?
Oh, it certainly was, yeah. I think I was going to be carried away by the wind. I felt like I was in the middle of the Wizard of Oz or something.
Yeah, it was really something. Just howling and the windows are shaking. Yeah, it was something else. Chris, of course, with the Augusta Free Press, and we wanted to chat about a new publication which has hit the central and western Virginia markets called The New Dominion. What is The New Dominion?
The New Dominion is our print publication. We had been doing the Augusta Free Press online exclusively for almost 5 years, and we finally graduated into print. We're kind of going in the opposite direction of most people. Seems the world is going from print to the online, but we had a lot of requests for, you know, what we could look like. People would say, hey, we read you online all the time. We want to see your paper. And we didn't want to do a paper. We wanted to do a magazine. So we went in this direction.
And it really is beautiful. And the first thing I want to say is there are a lot, I know from experience, there are a lot of people in Charlottesville who are, you know how they say in L.A. everybody's writing a screenplay, in New York everybody wants to be an actor, and in Charlottesville everybody's working on a novel or everybody has an idea for a news story that they like to write. A lot of would-be writers here in our town.
That's right.
And what's exciting about this is here is a new local publication, and you are looking for writers.
Indeed, we're looking for you know, people who want to write stories of a fiction nature, people who want to do nonfiction journalism work or anything of that nature. We want our magazine to be representative of our communities that we live in, and really we distribute from Winchester to Charlottesville, everything in between, and that's a big area, but it's also there's so much continuity between those areas, and we know there's a lot of good talent out there. We've discovered some ourselves through the 5 years of Augusta Free Press, so we want to give that opportunity to other people as well.
Chris Graham, our guest, we're talking about The New Dominion, and it's online at thenewdominion.com. Pretty sweet URL. Congratulations on getting thenewdominion.com.
I can't believe it was available. That's the first thing I'll say. We went with the name back in September, and we looked right away and just assumed we'd have to figure out some hybrid of New Dominion to go with.
Right.
There it was.
That's great. Chris, give folks an idea. I'm looking at the brand new inaugural edition right here, but give folks an idea of some of the things that they will find in this issue and in future issues.
The current issue out, the cover story is a look inside the filmmaking industry in Virginia. And we all were attuned to this a bit last year with the news about Evan Almighty being made here, you know, of course, in Crozet and Waynesboro and Stanton. And we looked at, of course, we wrote about that in a story, but there's so much else going on, everything from documentaries to feature films. You know, independent films are being made here, and we wanted to look at how big this industry is, and it blew me away getting some of those numbers, you know, $500 million in economic impact just last year in Virginia. You don't think of Virginia as being a movie-making capital, but maybe it is. That's one of the pieces we looked at. Also, a big thing for me that I wanted to get into was looking at the local Latino immigrant communities. Charlottesville, of course, is seeing a sizable number of influx of people from Latin American countries. The Valley has had that really for the last 15 or 20 years, in Winchester beginning, and also in the Harrisonburg area with people working in the various poultry plants here at the beginning, and, of course, have advanced on since then. I wanted to look at the impact that has on the area in terms of the school systems and reaching out to help people who are moving here to assimilate into our cultures. So that was another big issue. And the other big issue was the Interstate 81. We looked at Interstate 81 and where things are with that. I've been a reporter in this area for the last 12 years. One of the first things I wrote about was what we're going to do about 81, and here we are still writing about what we're going to do about 81. So I might be tracking this for a long time.
And before we leave that topic, tell us some of the things that you learned when you wrote about 81. I mean, is it really... I know Allison and I, we lived over in Lexington for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and any time we had to go somewhere, outside of town, you have to get on 81, and I dreaded it. I mean, was really horrible. Is it horrible up and down 81, or is it just right here in our neck of the woods where it feels so bad?
Well, the studies have shown that it's actually just in some pockets, and of course, Lexington would be one because the 81 branches off with 64 heading west into West Virginia. So that's a popular area, of course, and also heading down to Roanoke, and also up in the Stanton area where 81 merges in, again with 64 heading east towards Charlottesville and Richmond. In Harrisonburg, there's some pockets where, you know, of course, with JMU and just the growth that Harrisonburg in general has seen, and also up in Winchester where we're seeing a lot of Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. spreading out into the valley, and that's where it's hitting is right there, 81 and 66. So you see a lot of traffic pockets there. But, you know, what was expected a few years ago before the study was begun of what the needs were for 81 was that it would be there would be a need for, you know, double laning the whole run of it, 315 miles, adding two additional lanes in each direction for that entire length, which, of course, was going to be prohibitive cost-wise, $19 to $20 billion, I think, were some estimates in real dollars. When you look at the needs, though, the needs aren't that. The needs are, in some areas, maybe we need to add a third lane, maybe even a fourth lane in some areas. But what that has given us is that thorough look at that has shown us that it's going to cost maybe $5 or $6 billion, which is still a lot of money, no matter how you slice it. But certainly, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to what it was before.
Yeah, we had those companies that came in a few years ago, the Star Solutions. You remember that?
And oh yes.
These companies that said, "Yeah, we'll fix your highway over there in Virginia," and they wanted to just like redo the entire thing with all of these new truck lanes. They wanted to take out the median.
Oh yeah.
And put in truck lanes. The rule was that cars couldn't go in the truck lanes, but trucks could go in the car lanes. I mean, just crazy.
Well, of course,
stuff.
What that means too is you have to build new interchanges because you can't have any exits where if the trucks and cars can't intermingle, somehow they got to still get across and get off their interstate at some point. And so that was going to add to the cost. All the flyovers and everything. It was a lot of lingo out there, a lot of money being thrown around with that silly thought.
Chris Graham, our guest with the New Dominion at thenewdominion.com. So what is the very latest? Where is the state and where is, because I know the federal government had a little hand in I-81 as well. Where are we with I-81? Everybody knows it doesn't work. It doesn't work well.
Yeah.
People are still dying on that road. It's one of the worst in the country. Where are we now? What's the very latest?
And the very latest is we're still really in a beginning phase in the sense that we haven't figured out really, okay, we got a handle on what the needs are, and the needs aren't as extensive as we had assumed, you know, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. But now we have to figure out how to pay for it, and that's going to be a huge political issue because on the one hand, you have people saying, of course, right now the big debate in the General Assembly is what are we going to do to fund all these other road projects, including the Northern Virginia projects, the Hampton Roads, the third tunnel, and all these things. And where are we going to find $5 billion for 81? $5 billion for 81 would right now eat up all of the state money for new road projects just in and of itself, not including anything else that needs to be done in the state, even secondary roads or anything like that. So identifying funding sources, the debate turns to, okay, maybe we need to look at this tolling issue, which has been so controversial here, with all the distribution companies that are located on, especially between Stanton and Winchester. There's not a lot of political support amongst those. There's also concerns from the poultry industry, which is huge in Rockingham County and Augusta County. Well, if you're going to add to the cost of us doing business, we might go out of business. And so, on the other hand, where do you come from the money except for tolling? There's nobody supporting a tax increase in Richmond right now. So that's going to be the next phase, and that's going to be, I think, just as down and dirty as we've spent the last 10 years trying to figure out what the needs are.
Chris Graham, our guest, thenewdominion.com. You also have an article in this inaugural issue of this new publication regarding the future of Mark Warner.
Yes. Trying like everybody else in Virginia media and even, you know, to the national media now, trying to figure out what his next step is. And I'd hate to say that, you know, after two interviews with him and being able to bounce every question I wanted to off him, I don't know that I'm any more sure than I was before. You know, it was a surprise to see him drop out of that presidential race. I think that's universal. Everybody I've talked to, surprised to see him do that because he would have been a formidable contender in Iowa, New Hampshire, and then who knows where after that. You know, there's speculation that there may have been a quid pro quo of some sort between him and perhaps Hillary Clinton or another top candidate to say, you know, you bow out now and we'll make you our number two candidate if and when we get the nomination. There's also the rumored interest in a Senate run in 2008. John Warner's status, he has said he would run. He said that publicly in recent months, but There are a lot of people in Richmond who are telling me that he has told them he's not going to run. And, of course, Mark Warner would, I'm sure, love to see that opportunity open up for him to get on a national stage. There's even talk, and I ask him about this, and he addresses this to some degree in the story, about his interest in running again for governor. And he had told me before his term ended in early 2006 that he would be interested in that again. He finally felt after, you know, 3 years of doing it that he knew the job, so he would love to get back into that opportunity. He has a future. He has made that clear. I covered some of his events last year when he stumped for Jim Webb. He made it clear to those audiences that he's going to run for something again soon. It's just a matter of what.
Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press launches a new publication for our region, The New Dominion, online at thenewdominion.com with fiction, nonfiction, journalism, all the stories of our region and Virginia. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you, Coy.
Stay in touch.
Thanks.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.